Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 135 entitled, God is Not a Man. I want to share some revelations as I read from the book of Matthew, because many will ask, if God is unchanging, why don't we see the miracles written in the Bible? It is really simple. Answered in this one scripture, and he did not many mighty works or miracles there because of their unbelief. Matthew chapter 13, verse 58 of the King James Version. Men are not like God. They make laws that benefit them while disenfranchising others. Legislation for others to follow with no liability for themselves, while making decrees under the guise of transparency and accountability. Statutes that they hold in disdain, used to appease the public with no true intentions of rectifying the wrongs done unto others. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and Pharisees have seated themselves in Moses' chair of authority as teachers of the law. So practice and observe everything they tell you, but do not do as they do. For they preach things, but do not practice them. The scribes and Pharisees tie up heavy loads that are hard to bear and place them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not lift a finger to make them lighter. Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 4 of the Amplified Version. The Passion translation of verse 4 says, they tie on your backs an oppressive burden of religious obligations and insist you carry them, but will never lift a finger to help ease your load. But God is holy. His commandments are law. His judgments are righteous. He is honorable. His character is scrupulous. He is flawless and meticulous. Because of our unconscionable behavior, we are warned not to make rash vows with no intention of keeping them. His full mercy is on display with this command. But I say to you, do not make an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no, meaning a firm yes or no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. Matthew chapter 5, verses 34 through 37 of the Amplified Version. This is vital to know so that we may understand the importance of having faith. Listen, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 of the King James Version. I am going to give you the words of the Lord as he healed many, but after I give you two more texts to meditate on. Number one, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 of the Amplified Version. And this next one is the spiritual law that validates the power of God's word. Number two, for as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return without watering the earth, making it bear and sprout and providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes out of my mouth. it will not return to me void, useless, or without result, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 through 11 of the Amplified Version. Our words are the precursor to our actions, and our actions lead to the outcome and even the consequence. They brought to him a man who was paralyzed, lying on a stretcher. Seeing their active faith springing from confidence in him, Jesus said to the paralytic, "Do not be afraid, son. Your sins are forgiven. The penalty is paid, the guilt removed, and you are declared to be in right standing with God." Matthew chapter 9, verse 2 of the Amplified Version. And again, while he was saying these things to them, a ruler or synagogue official entered the house and kneeled down and worshiped him, saying, "My daughter has just now died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." Matthew chapter 9, verse 18 of the Amplified Version. And once more, then a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel fringe of his outer robe. For she had been saying to herself, "If I only touch his outer robe, I will be healed." Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 21 of the Amplified Version. Listen to how Jesus answered the two blind men in the final example that I am giving you, and take heed. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, screaming loudly, "Have mercy and compassion on us, Son of David," or Messiah. When he went into the house, the blind men came up to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe with a deep abiding trust that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, your trust and confidence in my power and my ability to heal, it will be done to you." Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 29 of the Amplified Version. Understand that this faith is to be a deep, abiding trust. You can't feign hope and confidence and think that you will receive anything from God. Not only that, the enemy is going to test you in this. Remember this, and afterwards, I will show you God's grace, so that you are confident in him and his mercy. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let no man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 of the King James Version. And here it is. God's grace is made manifest. The answer for those of us who will struggle at one time or another in this area. The supplication from the men who walked closest with Jesus. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith, our ability to confidently trust in God and his power." Luke chapter 17, verse 5 of the Amplified Version. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Always coming from a place of love and truth. Thank you for joining me again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.